Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in the series The Life of a Song. I'm Ian McCann. This week, Lady Marmalade. Was seen as the height of sophistication in the disco era to include a little French in your lyrics. After all, discothèque is French for record library. Grace Jones covered Edith Piaf's La Vie en Rose. Chic chanted Le Freak and produced French pop plodders Sheila and B Devotion, with Sheila's Gallic accent to the fore. However, the francophone floor-filling trend was started by a veteran Philadelphia soul trio, La Belle, and their breakthrough, Lady Marmalade, revealed the advantages of singing en français. Many listeners and broadcasters didn't realise how provocative the song was. Unfortunately, neither did the group's lead singer. Lady Marmalade had been dreamt up by Bob Crewe, a human hit machine whose credits included The Four Seasons' Rag Doll and the Walker Brothers' The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. One of Crewe's projects was a group called The Eleventh Hour, fronted by singer Kenny Nolan. In 1974, the pair wrote a gritty song called Lady Marmalade, its prowling groove reflecting a sleazy lyric. Crewe's Lady Marmalade was a Creole sex worker in New Orleans, approaching men with a sassy line, "Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, ce soir?" He supposedly heard the phrase on the lips of hookers while visiting the French Quarter, though more likely he remembered Blanche DuBois purring it in Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire. The 11th Hour's version didn't sell, so Crewe pitched it to Patti LaBelle. She told him, "I don't know what that voulez-vous stuff means, but that's a hit." Her group needed one. LaBelle had been around for a decade in various guises, and despite the patronage of Dusty Springfield, the Rolling Stones and a young Elton John in the 1960s, stardom remained elusive. In 1974, armed with Crewe and Nolan's song, LaBelle flew south to work with Alan Toussaint, the linchpin of the New Orleans studio scene throughout the 60s and 70s. He shredded Lady Marmalade, placing the streetwalker at the heart of the tale rather than objectifying her. The cream of New Orleans soul musicians played on the session, including three quarters of the Meters, who were articled funk legends. The result was a deeply funky tune dressed in disco glitter, and LaBelle sang it like an empowering anthem. It went to number one in the US. Some critics assumed Toussaint had written it, a myth repeated in some of Toussaint's obituaries when he died last year. But he composed little of Nightbirds, the album it graced. The seductive nature of the song meant it was never short of cover version customers. Quebecois singer Nanette Workman went the whole hog by singing it entirely in French in 1975. That year, Latin band leader Mongo Santa Maria was also on the case, his brassy instrumental interpretation sounding like a theme for a TV cop show. A former percussionist with Prince, Sheila E. gave Marmalade a highly arranged R&B twist in 1991. Voulez-vous, 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 Though LaBelle's single didn't hit number one in the UK, All Saints rectified that in 1997, the female quartet singing it like a cross between Bananarama and Destiny's Child in a sanded-down cover complete with cheesy rap. The Camembert content climax with Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya and Pink's Update churned out in 2002 for the soundtrack of Moulin Rouge, making it the only song to chop the charts twice in the US and the UK. But with each subsequent version, the sexiness grew more overstated and the empowerment factor fell.
Come through with the money in the guard of banks. Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. We independent women, some mistake us for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry.
Patti LaBelle claimed she hadn't understood the French come on in Lady Marmalade at first. She told Jet magazine, "Nobody told me what I'd just sung about." When she found out, she felt, "I turned into some kind of bad girl." Ironically, it wasn't even the rudest song on Nightbirds. Her dubious honour went to You Turn Me On, which details female pleasure in graphic terms. Perhaps Ms. LaBelle didn't understand that either.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.